everybody. Well, today is December 30th, 2015, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Program. And as usual, we start off with clearing the date. So here we go, releasing 12/30/15, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, these numbers can tie you into events from your own lifetime or even things from the distant past that you know nothing about. You don't know what your ancestors did on the 30th of December, long time ago. So that's why we're releasing the energy here to help you out slightly. And let's clear away an emotional situation that you may be dealing with. Here we go, bringing you peace. Think of that one situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's bring up the light bean or light beans on your monitor screen. So here we go. Activate them for peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, a couple of days of New Year's, and you, back tomorrow night, we'll say. And remember, you don't want to get abducted, so, you know, keep, maybe leave the light beam up and maybe just not participate in the ceremony of abduction going into the next year. So we'll see if Michelle's out there. You there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. And hello, everybody in Radio Land. Hope everyone that wants to listen is on the show now. So we have a couple of announcements. We have some special things coming up this in a few days. It's going to be Sunday, January 3rd. It's the New Year's event, and we're going to be sampling New Year's energies. And Ron's going to be giving us a sample preview of the upcoming Ascension energies. Okay, and most people probably received an email about it, but if they haven't received an email, you are welcome to go on the website, and at the very top are all the links that you need for all the upcoming calls. So you don't necessarily need to receive an email every month, but all the information is at the top of the website. So, all right, Ron, that does it for general announcements, unless there's anything else you wanted to say about the call.
No, the two series of calls would be very nice. You know, one is plant your seeds of intention. That's the third. The ninth will be the body organ rejuvenation. So those should be wonderful calls like they were last year. And let's, on the call tonight, which we had, I released some pins out of people. So if you're wondering what that's like, here we go. So let's work with pins in the neck. That seems to be pretty common. So this is the first time that you're listening. You're going to have probably a wide awakening as your neck gets looser. So I'm going to release 100 pins. So here we go. And they could be going in all directions on your neck. And the pins are pretty large sometimes. They could be a foot in length, half-inch diameter. So it could be very small. And so the aliens have done to you on timelines, along with what maybe you're dealing with or have dealt with on past lives, or tortures, and even the alien timeline could be tortures, too. But here we go. Let's release these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. You want to move your neck around a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see if we have any comments. So I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. I definitely appreciate having the neck done because I've been feeling that a lot lately, so that was really great. Well, we have somebody who had written in earlier. They're talking about their dog, and they were wondering if there was a healing that they could do for animals. And I'm not sure, they didn't mention whether or not they had done the general healing that we were giving away a couple weeks ago. It is a countdown round that you said would always work. And I can't come up with a date right now of when the original show aired, but the person could run the healing on that. But what they're basically saying, Ron, is that the dog gets is usually very cute, but sometimes gets really mean out of nowhere and just kind of snaps. So do you think there's anything else that we could do for her? And she's also run the clone clearing already on the dog.
Well, first thing is, I'll ask the person who has the dog, have you done your emotional whole lifetime clearing? So that's what you want to start with, because a dog could be, dealing with your emotions and its emotions. That's the first thing that you want to run on the dog. So do yourself, pay for that clearing, then do the dog pre. Next thing is the entity. So, get your entity clearing and then do the dog. Another one could be something to deal with. Maybe the dog doesn't recognize you. I don't know what to say with that. Some type of shapeshifter hopped into it. So that would be an alien attack page, eliminate alien attack energy. So just, do that clearing and see what happens from there. So that's what I would suggest doing. Doing the one clearing that you suggested sounded like you haven't done any clearings for yourself. So, you want to go in and do clearings for yourself to help you and your dog both. So back to you.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for the reminder. So any clearings that we have, we can also use on our animals because they can't help but pick up on our energies. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so the dog is in your energy field and things can hop back and forth. So, what your issues are is probably being transferred to your pet or animal, And
okay.
So what they do is tend to ward off those energies from you. So they're carrying probably the same load you are, or maybe the aliens found a way to corrupt you through your animal. But, you need to do those clearings to free yourself from those, because the energies can't come into those bodies, the energetic bodies, and then attack you as it controls, that the dog will say, or growls at you or does something. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, and we actually had a follow-up email by the same writer. It says they're wondering if that dog is their handler. And they also mentioned that when you did the 12 source energies on Saturday's show, her head was hanging out of her bed like a wet noodle. So it must have definitely done some good for the dog.
Yeah, I can't comment on being a handler. So I don't... Anyway, I'll skip that one.
All right, no problem. Okay, so the next one is a question. It says, are there other planets such as Earth doing the ascension with the Creation Lightship?
What's that again, Michelle?
Well, they're wondering if there's other planets that are like Earth that are doing the ascension with the Creation Lightship.
Is there any other what?
Planets. I think you mentioned before that it's an entire system that's going to be going all at once.
Yeah, everything goes at once. So, yes, other planets are also doing the same thing. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm just curious, is it like as far as we can see, or is it like go way beyond what we can even see, even astrologers?
Probably unknown, to even astrologers and things like that. So, yeah, it's a lot of things happening, but, you're not going to have any confirmation on, it's just went over here or there or what it is. It doesn't, work that way, because you would not understand where the energies are in light or the planets that got taken over that were light that got put into darkness like the planet here. So, there are other planets, yes. As far as who or what they are, that's more like a mental question. So I don't go there. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. And so then the other thing is the same writer has said something about the Schumann is a natural resonant frequency existing on this planet. I'm not familiar with this. Maybe it's some sort of a scientific thing. And they're wondering if it is still intact or if it has been messed with.
No idea.
I don't either. Well, if anybody else has anything to say about it, maybe let us know what it is. You're welcome to write in, and I'll try and read that on this show. But I'm not familiar with what that is. Okay. So one of our listeners was wondering about things like, say, an entire city like Detroit, where it once was flourishing and then all of a sudden everything changed. He's wondering if what is holding people still there, even though there may not be like a means to make money, and this happens to a lot of cities, so that's just an example, but is it the ley lines, or is it black fog or entities? What generally holds people?
I'd say it's probably the ley lines, and it's the energy that is connected through that, keeping the people in one place and not being able to move. That's what I think you're probably looking at, is maybe why do people still live in a place that doesn't support them? And that would be what it is. Plus, they probably have some type of energetic, we'll say, mind looping, where you want to keep staying there. So back to you. And it could be entities.
And there's also the grid line. So there's ley lines and grid lines.
Yeah, they're both very similar. The your ley lines are what's in the Earth that the aliens attach to, and then the aliens from there created the grid lines, which is their coordinates, and they could lay right on top of the ley lines. So they're both very, very similar. So either one could be affected by the aliens. And you got to remember also, why are you in a city that you may not support you? Well, very possibly what it could be too is maybe you have entities there, relatives there that maybe have been buried in a graveyard or something, and they don't want you to leave.
Yeah, I've often wondered, because I have a friend who is living in one of the more expensive cities in America, and she is having a hard time supporting herself living there, but she says she has to live there and really wants to stay there. So I always wonder why, it is a nice city, I have to admit. It is, there's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of opportunities. So, it could be that. But it could also be, what you just said, the ley lines, the grid lines. Because I had no problem moving out when it came down to it.
And it could just be something as simple as your address of your house and your street that you're living on holding you there. Remember, that could be connected into your natal chart. And so that could be one of the main anchoring points in your natal chart to hold you there, because you have to live someplace. And so you're running that program. Remember, everything that you're dealing with here is alien programs. Mind energy is all alien programs. Thoughts are alien programs. Situations are alien programs. The date that we cleared today is an alien program. So everything is alien. And, how do you backpedal out of it? That's why we have clearings to help people out to get released, to get their freedom from the alien stuff that's here. And that's, why we're doing clearings, to get more of your spirit energy. So you can hang on to your spirit energy more when you get clearings done. And that's the whole process, is to get rid of that. Remember, in the time of Jesus or the Bible, talking about it, not that I'm a Bible student at all, but, they say Jesus came to, save you from your sins. Well, people that lived 2,000 years ago, yeah, he did do emotional clearings to release them. But what were those sins from? It was from alien programs. So he was there to release alien programs known as sins from people. So that's the whole process. So now, 2,000 years later, with all the mass media, you know, it's probably a million times worse. So, you know, I know it was probably, I would say, over 1,000 times easier back then to do healings than it is now, just because of the contamination in the body being corrupted so much now that, you know, the spirit energy is not with the body. And I don't know exactly when that got taken away, but, you know, you can see the pictures of the alien saints that were there in different churches, and they have the halos on them. Well, maybe the aliens wanted the halo, but that typically would tend to indicate more energy around the body that people were seeing back then. I'm not saying that it's source energy around them. I'm saying that the body energy, you know, was being emitted more, and people could probably tell the difference in people that way. Or maybe the aliens wanted to show this halo around people who are running their programs. And so they said, we're going to put this halo around people, around their head, and so people can see that, and now you're going to gravitate to these people because you think that they're really something special. So it could be a dark side shapeshifter doing that inside of that person even. But anyway, that does show up on those paintings and stained glass windows and stuff. So back to you.
Yeah, I've seen it in a lot of art, and I was able to actually visit some places where they have some of that original stuff all over, and I know there was a time in history where any artist wasn't allowed to do any type of art unless it was religious, and so I've seen a lot of that halo stuff going on. And yeah, that's a really great explanation. I could see that being the case, that people had more spirit energy, or they were going along with the program and they wanted to get other people to go along with the program too. So, but while you were talking there, Ron, I definitely thought a lot of the free clearings would help with moving from what the holographic reality is showing us. So that would be like the alien holographic reality, remote viewing, tracking barcode. Definitely head implants. That's a fantastic one. And then I'm just looking at the list, like satellite timeline crash, that would be a great one too. So there's a lot in the free clearings, but being able to just kind of move on with your life. So one of our listeners has written in, they are very much looking forward to doing the physical body blueprint renewal, and they remember episodes from their childhood, but the problem is that they don't remember how old they were at the time or the year that it happened, and they're wondering what they would do about that.
Well, as you start doing that clearing, which is not up yet, but as you start doing it, you will more than likely start to have more insight on the different ages as you start clearing stuff away from you. So what you could have is some kind of amnesia not allowing you to see that event. Maybe it was too traumatic and it got blocked from you, but as you start unwinding the energies by starting the clearing, you may have a lot more insight of what's happening. And naturally, you know, if your parents are alive or someone else and you know that you knew, maybe it happened at a young age and you had brothers and sisters, or you know, you hung out with you know, people in your high school or whatever, and they're around, and you can say, hey, remember when that happened, you know? You know when that was, how old I was, you know, look at some family photos if you have them. You know, you will understand, you know, and get the information if you need to know it. It will show up. You know, just don't sit there mentally right now and say, gee, I don't remember when I had my tooth pulled, you know, I think it was in, but I don't know, and that was real traumatic. Well, it will come to you. You know, don't, you know, worry about it too much, because this clearing could take you 6 months to a year to complete. And so you're going to be entering in situations in your life, you know, slowly as they come up to you. So it's not a clearing that you have to worry about getting done, you know, within a month. That's going to probably take you 1 to 2 months to even, you know, to complete the first part of it, you know, unless you have a lot of, you know, free time on your hands. But you do have to take a break to have the energy integrate with you. So this clearing will probably take, I would say, for most people, 6 months to a year to complete. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. And they were also wondering when the shadow body clearing was coming on. I'm sure that will be sometime soon, too. Well, I'll look forward to that.
I'm checking on that today, so we'll see if we can find it. Yeah, so that's okay. A part of it, yes. Uh-huh.
And there was a question about, Ron was talking about one of the prerequisites was to do the vows, oaths, and pledges, and I finally found it. It is part of one of the clearings. It is part of the organization clearing. So it says in the beginning of that, under organization affiliation disconnection, that this clearing disconnects you from oaths, vows, pledges, and agreements you have made with organizations throughout your lifetime. These organizations can include religious, academic, corporate, governmental, social, and other institutions. So that's the organization.
Yeah, very good. I won't give the name of the group, the organization, but it starts with an M. And they had a thing on the History Channel where they were possibly connecting, going to the Vatican or something, I believe, or someplace in England. And they had an underground tunnel going to this special place. And the place they were talking about, they had this carved out flat piece of rock. And it was kind of like carved out with a little trough on the end where they probably, you know, after they tortured somebody or cut them apart or bled them, they would probably capture that blood and drink it. And so did your ancestors do that? Did you do that? This clearing is a great one to get this stuff off of you. So what's the name of that clearing again?
The organization affiliation.
Yep, that's it. That's it. So, yeah, you do want to do that because there's going to be a lot of stuff happening that you know nothing about, and that could be affecting your blueprint. So, back to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go on. I know we don't like to really need to talk about history that much, but a lot of the, now we have an idea of spirituality or whatever, that it's about being nice or being good or being healthy, but back then, it was a whole different story for a lot of races, so definitely something to disconnect from, so that's a great idea. Okay. So somebody has seen a new movie called The Martian. I have not seen it yet. It does look awesome, though, because I like Matt Damon. And they're mentioning that at about the four-minute mark, there is a particular drawing, I guess, in one of the shots of the movie. So somebody must already have a home copy or something of it. And it looks like a little alien on Mars. And then they go on to say that there is a real picture depicting that. And it looks like kind of a scary picture. But if anyone wants to have this sent to them, I suppose I could send it on, although you might have to do the alien clearing after you look at it that Ron has also done for us. So most of our listeners already have that in the loop session, or it's online on YouTube.
Yeah, that would be, that is correct. Yeah, I can talk about that that creature. I have battled those in the past. So when we went to an expo, San Francisco, it was, let me think here, Santa Clara, it was a, no, it wasn't MUFON, it was a conspiracy conference held by a guy named Brian. This, I think, is either 2005 or 2006, and I don't know if Brian's still doing them or not, but anyway, alongside of us with our booth was a lady with the Earth Defense League, and her husband was in jail. He was an astronaut fighting aliens. But somehow they gave him a bad rap when he went to prison. And so what happened was she's bringing out information. So we were starting to set up our booth, and she's putting up her pictures behind. I can't recall what her name was, but anyway, back on the back wall is like a picture of him with his astronaut suit on, using the space shuttles to fight aliens. And they had this picture of this alien creature. And I go, boy, I've seen that before, you know? And I guess this one here was one that he actually was working with, because the aliens would actually, they'd rendezvous out there to some type of rendezvous place, and the aliens themselves would come onto the space shuttles to fight other aliens that were trying to invade here. But I have actually battled that particular creature. If you wanted to see what it looks like, you could probably, I'm sure we could send it to you. It does look pretty terrifying. But I've seen those before. You know, it's shocking to see somebody had a picture of this thing that I was battling back then, you know, probably in the early 2000s. So back to you.
Yeah, it kind of looks a little reptilian-ish or something. So, yes, if anyone wants that, we will forward it on at the end of the show to you. Okay, so one of our listeners has a question. When the human spirit leaves the body, what happens to the DNA? Does it have anything to do with entities?
Okay, so I guess you're talking about when the physical body dies and the spirit leaves the body. Is that how you would read that question?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're actually wondering, you know, like, what happens to the DNA? Is it active? Does it die? Or
well, it starts to decay once it loses the charge from the heart not beating, and so the blood energy, we'll just call it. When a person is alive, since the spirit resides around the heart area, the physical heart, the spirit is energizing the blood with spirit energy going to the whole body. Everything is energized, including the DNA. When the spirit leaves the body, because the heart has stopped, let's use that terminology, then none of these energies can get revitalized, and the DNA starts to decline. And I don't know how long it will hold a charge. I would say probably no longer than maybe 15 minutes. And then at that point, the DNA is erased out of the body. It can still be held, you know, in the bones and stuff, but it won't be active. Now, when somebody has what they call a near-death experience, but it's not really near-death, they died. When a person dies and they get revived, what happens is some of that DNA that does not get the spirit energy to it will be dormant, or it'll be turned off or neutralized. So when the person does get revived, now since you're living your life with your DNA being activated and the DNA is bringing your life forward, and that's how the aliens attach to you at conception, because they know what your DNA is going to be, so that's the program. So when you start losing the DNA and it's no longer activated, then you may have a personality change, because the DNA that was there before making you do something or giving you a certain mindset is no longer activated, so other DNA will take its place. So that's sort of how that works when somebody has a death experience and they get revived. So, but I would say probably feels like about 15 minutes, all the DNA in the body would no longer be activated to, you know, be used with that particular body. But it still could be dormant, okay? That's what I think you're talking about. And I think they're asking, can an entity attach to the DNA and maybe take that DNA and body hop into something else? It is a possibility. I won't say that it's 100%, but it is. I think it could be possible. But once it's completely dead, we'll say, with no life force energy to it, with no spirit energy, then, you know, it needs a spirit energy for the entity to take it away to have it be self-sustaining. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, yeah, that is interesting. Very good. Okay. One of our listeners is wondering if we could have a sample healing tonight for discouraged, hopeless, and sad, or all three separately. I'm not sure if they're separate things.
Let me think on that. There's more to that issue than what the person's asking for, okay? What the person should probably get on to the website and do is the hope clearing. We do have a hope clearing. Mm-hmm. And that may help, but I think you want to probably concentrate on the flip side of it. So what you're doing is you're not allowing yourself to maybe have happiness or something. So that's the issue. It's not that these other issues are taking you over, which they could be, but you need to realize or figure out why you're not resonating with the other energies. So have you betrayed yourself by not having those energies available to you? So, you know, everybody is responsible for their actions and the way they feel. So if you're not feeling fulfilled or happy or whatever, then, you know, tune into that energy. Don't go into, you know, what happens from there with other stuff. What I would do is the hope clearing possibly, and then, you know, do the clearing that's, I think, a couple of months in length or a month and a half, which is the self-empowerment clearing. Because it sounds like you're really, you know, becoming disempowered. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. And there's also, I think, a clearing for infinite sadness. If that would
help.
Yeah,
that is. So do those clearings. You know, doing a sample is not going to help you. You know, because it's not a thing that happened, you know, like you felt great for a month and now you have infinite sadness for, you know, 5 minutes out of the day. You know, this sounds like something that you're creating and bringing it forward in your DNA. You need to get that out of you. But you need to look at the opposite, the flip side of it. Why are you having this, you know, why are you doing this to yourself to feel this way? So you need to look at that and dwell upon the positive more than the negative, because you're bringing forth the negative. Get out of that. You're in alien mindsets. Do timeline crashing on it. So since you have those three basic issues, do about 1,000 timeline crashes to get yourself out of this situation. Just doing one clearing on the website, you know, a whole lifetime clearing that may take 15 minutes to do, is not going to help you. You need to get off the timelines that you already created for yourself. And do like 1,000 of them. So back to you.
Okay. And I like to mention every now and then, if people are still doing timeline crashes, and hopefully they are, there is an easy way to do that. So basically you write in the box, please crash all timelines consecutively, and then you check all the boxes all the way down. And I believe you can let it run for so many minutes, and every few seconds a new one will just go, so you don't have to constantly restart it. So I think that's an easier way to get many of them done.
And I always do them at night when you're sleeping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have a problem in the daytime, just run them at night. And you can't put your picture, you know, in front of your computer monitor, and do it that way too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So we can get a lot done, which is really nice. And someone is wondering if we have an adoption clearing. They seem to recall seeing one, but they can't find it. I have never seen an adoption clearing, but under the female clearings, Ron, you do have the abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirth clearing. So that would cover if there's a lot of emotions or energy around not carrying a baby to full term. But I don't know what type of clearing would help for adoption.
I think abandonment might be one to use. You know, that's probably what I would call a start off with. Do the whole lifetime abandonment clearing and see where that puts you. You know, it could even go into, you might dive under the special clearing, possibly for rejection. Maybe you feel like your parents didn't want you, your mother didn't want you or something. You know, I don't know. Maybe you don't know who your mother is or father, so you're having that big question all the time. you know, whatever comes up, you know, get the special clearing if you don't have it on the website, and you can use that for that. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good. All right. All right. So one of our listeners
Go ahead. Does it really matter who your parents are? Okay, you really got to think on this. A lot of people like to celebrate events and holidays and stuff, but does it really matter who they are? So that's another way to look at it. And what are they doing to you? So the person doesn't really know who their parents are. That could be a blessing. You know, there's some people that say, "Oh, geez, I have to get my parents to go to their house on Christmas or something." You know, they go, "Yeah, I see my parents once a year, you know, for a ritual and say hi, and they give me that fish eye look like they don't like me anyway, but I got a smile." So it may not be, you know, that good sometimes, but really, your parents just got you here. You know, that's the whole thing. The, you know, you're here and you're living your life, and hopefully your parents aren't, you know, controlling you that much and dominating you. So, you know, just know that you're here to do what you're doing, and that's the whole thing. Some people are really connected to their families, and they may not understand what I'm talking about, but, you know, you're it, you know? You know, look around. You're it. All you have is yourself. So you have to be very selfish and know that you're it, and you want to clean yourself out of their gunk. So, you know, you can even be mad at your parents. You can say, "You know, you gave me all this stuff, and I don't like the stuff you gave me. Why can't you be like our other neighbor, you know, and they're good, and you're..." You know, anyway, but they gave you your stuff, and you want to get rid of their stuff. So that's the whole process of getting rid of your stuff. So back to you.
Yeah, there's actually, you have some really good clearings for that. There's the Immaculate Conception, which I believe it, well, how about, do you want to explain that one, Ron, what Immaculate Conception does?
In a sense, what it'll do is take away the mindset of what your parents were thinking or doing when they conceived you. So let's look at the worst situation, you know. Your parents didn't know each other. They're maybe at a bar or something. They meet each other. You know, from there, the night goes on, and all of a sudden, you know, they have the sexual encounter, and 9 months later, you know, you pop out, and your mother may say, "I don't even know who the father was, you know? I didn't mean to do that," you know, something like that, you know? Or they know each other, and they got married, or maybe they're arguing that night. They had all that energy around them, and so they're trying to make up, you know? Well, the energy got stuck into you. So there's that's what that clearing does. It takes away the parents' mindset at conception to make you a little cleaner. So that might even be good to have as a prerequisite for the body blueprint. But I can't put too much on there because it'll overload everybody. But you might want to do that if you haven't done it yet, you know. I think we have about 8 prerequisites right now for it, 7 or 8 anyway. But that would be a great one in case you're wondering, you know. So back to you.
Yes, and then there's also another one that has to do with the family, and I believe it's called family imprinting. What does that one do?
That's like the belief system of your family unit. That could go all different ways. You know, what did your siblings think of you? What were they doing that you couldn't do? So right away you felt like you weren't as good. Maybe you were really, really smart, but you had to act dumb around them. So that imprinted you that way. You know, it's just taking that mindset in this lifetime of how they were living, and you're claiming it for yourself, and then you imprinted it into you. So it's how the external family unit energy got imprinted into you. Back to you.
Okay, great. Those would be good to get rid of. And I know that there's also the energetic people courting release, because that can happen let's say a mother cords her child, and every time she thinks of him, he gets tired or he has some type of feeling that the mother's actually experiencing. So the people, I think it's called energetic people cording release. That's a very good clearing as well that Ron has on his website.
Yeah, and okay. Let's look at that. Let's look at a situation. Maybe let's just say that you as a child were very, very intuitive. Maybe you're going to the second grade, right? And let's just say hypothetically that you're always connected to your mother because, you know, that's just the way it was. And your mother now is an alcoholic, and she's getting, drinking a lot when you're at school. And so all of a sudden, you are taking on that energy of her being an alcoholic, or maybe just being buzzed heavily, you know, unconscious, you know, drunk. And so now that energy is being courted to you because you're connecting to your mother, and all of a sudden you feel a little woozy and you can't think straight. And you may act a little strange because you're getting that energy to yourself. And then the teacher looks at you and wonders what's wrong with you. And, maybe that's happened throughout your whole, time going to school. And, you know, maybe that's the problem that you're dealing with now because your parents were doing something that they shouldn't have been doing, we'll say, and you're connected to them. And maybe that brings you into being an alcoholic when you get older because that energy is very, very familiar to you because you grew up with it and it was a part of you. Anyway, so back to you.
Yes. There's so many things. Pretty much everything is some kind of residual stuff from your parents or whatever. Even like little, I guess people call them tics, or like if somebody holds their hands a certain way, all those types of behaviors, they're part of your DNA, so they're all handed down. Okay, so you touched on it a little bit, Ron, but could you go through again? Someone's wondering what the prerequisites are for the clearing, for the new clearing, for the body blueprint, and I think maybe we have a list going somewhere, but I'm sure you'll have it listed when it's up on the website.
Yeah, I don't have it with me right now, so I don't know exactly what there would be. Well, we're bringing it out within a month here.
Okay.
So, and we'll have a, maybe one show devoted to it or something. So,
yeah.
If you happen to know, I know it's the, I don't remember all of them, so I'll just let it go. That's you can send, have somebody who knows. Another show, maybe text it to you or something. CLS question. So, back to you.
Yeah, I know there's so many right now. It would take too much to think about all of them. So, all right. Another one of our listeners is running about something that we had talked about earlier. If aliens took out human spirit and put in a clone, but the body is still alive, would the entities take over the DNA system? So,
okay,
let's say a clone.
Yeah. Okay, so what you're saying is a physical body got hijacked, and the aliens have the physical body stored someplace in the dark side universe. And because maybe you go to work every day, you're past, and maybe you're married or whatever, and you're living in a house that they now have to bring back a clone of you. So the question would be, is the clone going to have an emotional body like the physical person, maybe that you knew that's in the Beyondo, that may not ever return here? Is that clone going to have DNA attached to it that entities could attach to? Well, it will have a consciousness. And it could have, as the body starts to reintegrate here, it will have to, you know, start running emotions at some point. And then from there, can entities attach to that emotion? Yes. Will that clone body have DNA? I'm sure that it would because that's how it's going to start storing its history in the DNA. So it is going to start remembering things eventually. But if you notice, more of the newer clones, like the guy that I saw today, which I mentioned on the conference call, I'm looking, and this person, you know, is older, and he's not senile, you know, but he has a coat on, you know, which has the hood, and then he has a hat on, and that looked okay, but then he's wearing pajamas with sandals. And where I am right now, it's probably about 28 degrees, okay? And so what kind of person is going to be walking around with pajamas on? I mean, hello, and sandals. They're like little flip-flops, you know? I think he may have had socks on, but possibly not. They're like things that you wear at the beach. So anyway, does that clone know how to live here? Well, maybe just planted here a week ago, and he's probably wondering why, you know, it's not okay to wear pajamas out when it's 28 degrees outside or so, you know? And, your guess is as good as mine on that one. So, you know, maybe he has some antifreeze in his blood or something. I don't know. But anyway, back to you.
That's funny. I think the answer might be a hippie. Would wear sandals. But also, I knew somebody a long time ago, and it was so funny. It could be way colder than 30 degrees. Like, we're talking 10 degrees, and he would be wearing shorts. And people would be like, how can you do that? And he said that he was raised in a very cold place and would have to get up very early in the morning. So he thought he had just gotten used to it. But then one day he went to an acupuncturist, and the doctor who was in training called in a senior doctor, and they both looked at his tongue, and they both said, we have a feeling that you don't feel cold like other people do. And this was 10 years ago when he was told that. So it could just be their body chemistry. You never know. Not sure. So one of our listeners has written in to remind me that there is also another clearing called fetus and birth trauma clearing. So would you like to explain that one a little bit?
Yeah, so that's naturally fetus would be before you came here. So you do have trauma as a fetus. And then the birth trauma, remember, whatever happens as you're a fetus, is going to be coming into you, your mother's emotions especially. Now, looking at it as far as birth trauma, some people remember, you know, going down the birth canal and being squeezed, and maybe the forceps on their head as they're being pulled out, or maybe they got dropped on the table because the nurse made a mistake. Or getting spanked and getting the pins in your feet and drawing blood, you know, you might remember that stuff. So, you know, to the baby, that's probably going to be pretty traumatic. And the main trauma is all of a sudden you're nice and warm and you got cold probably, you know, and you lost that security. So right away, that could be a really big thing for a lot of people. If you do have a security issue, you probably lost it. You know, you're felt secure, and you now have that issue from birth. So that clearing could possibly help you eliminate some of that stuff. That would be a trauma for you, you know. So back to you.
Yeah, and so many things can be considered a trauma. It's just if it affects you and it gets in your body, then, you know, there it is. I guess it's like all the other things. It's once it's in your body, then what are you going to do to get it out? You can't necessarily go through a mental process. You have to do some of these clearings, and the fastest, easiest, and most effective way I know of to get rid of it. So, okay, now the same listener that had written about if there is an adoption clearing, which I do not believe that there is, but they wrote in about the situation having to do with it, and I'm not going to read it because it's pretty long, but I think it could be something. So if anybody has a situation, Ron, Wouldn't any type of situation be helped by doing timeline crashes on it to, you know, every little bit of that situation that could be happening, like somebody coming back into your life, somebody worrying, you know, dealing too much with your personal information? Are those all timeline crashes that somebody could do?
Yeah, you could be doing that. Yeah, that would work. But if you want it to be effective, you know, then you have to do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. And, you know, naturally you want to get the unlimited version so that you are staying current with the emotions that are coming to you on a day-by-day basis. So if you're a brand-new listener and you go, wow, I can do timeline crashes on this, that, and the other, and be done with it, well, you're done with that one issue, but your emotions are bringing forth all your issues. So if you don't do the emotional clearing and maybe some other clearings that pertain to your issue, these are your energetic bodies that are corrupted, that corrupt you, then the timeline crashes are not going to be very effective. It'll fix maybe one little thing, but it's not going to, you know, give the results that you're probably expecting, because it could recycle again over and over again. So you need to get at the root cause, which is your emotions bringing you into the timelines. Remember, no emotions, you probably have no timelines. That's the bottom thing. The aliens only want you because you have emotions and you get upset or you get very, very happy or whatever. You know, it's all the same stuff. Once you're dealing with emotions, then you're in duality, and then you're in the timelines of duality, and whatever they want to do to you on timelines, they replicate those, create other timelines for you to experience, and, you know, you're on, you know, the emotional roller coaster ride on the timelines. And then they have you. So if you don't clear out the reason why you're expressing these things or having them, then, you know, it's going to be more difficult for you to, you know, expect to have relief, because you will get a little bit, but, you know, if you don't get rid of the emotions, then just know that you're going to be having a lot more timelines to be on. So back to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, and also if the person maybe has already done their own emotional clearing, but somebody else is feeling so much emotion that they are causing problems for person A, person A could just get an emotional clearing for the person causing the upheaval, because that's all their emotion too. So maybe could save a huge situation by letting their emotions settle down, because I guess everybody has, I mean, everybody has emotions. We have to live on this planet, right? So,
yeah, especially, you know, if you're worried about your job and somebody next to you or your friend or somebody there at the job doesn't like you, or your boss doesn't like you, and you're afraid of losing your job, well, you know, do the emotional clearing on that person that's, you know, giving troubles to you or could actually lay you off. Do the clearing for them. And maybe, you know, you might find common ground very easily. And also do the 2,000-year darkness barcode. That might also help them out. But always do it yourself first, because you need to get rid of, you know, your trigger points. And then see what your psychic billboard is saying. You may want to change that too. Maybe because you're having maybe a job situation, maybe you put on your billboard that you hate your job. There's no other jobs around available for you to go to, but on your billboard, it's, I hate my job. Each time you walk into work, your boss sees it, and now he's trying to figure out a way to get rid of you, or she's trying to get a way to get rid of you. So, you know, you do have choices. Back to you.
Yeah, could you talk, Ron, about the psychic billboard clearing a little bit? Like, let's say somebody keeps having the same situation come up, like they're trying to meet new people and the people keep not responding to them the way they want. Is that something that the psychic billboard clearing could help with?
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh. That's kind of what it's designed for, is to change the reality where you are now, and you have to, you know, put in where you are now and how you want to have it changed. And then you keep monitoring the people around you as to how they're responding to you. And you want to do that maybe every day or two. And then change what you have on your billboard if that's needed. So it's taking baby steps and seeing how people are connecting with you according to how they're perceiving you. So like if you hate your job, then you go to work, everybody's going to be frowning at you, noticing that you don't like what you're doing, and they're going to not really, you know, probably even want you to be there. So eventually they'll probably kick you out of your job or get laid off, fired or whatever, simply because you don't like your job. And even though you're smiling a lot, they're going to read that and understand that. So you want to just start with where you are now and change that so that you're able to at least transmit something else that might be beneficial for you. And that's the way that clearing works. Naturally, you know, if you have a big emotion on it, you know, then do the unlimited emotional one. You know, maybe every day you go to work and somebody, you know, pushes your button, so go home. Since you have the unlimited emotional, then type it into, you know, the specific incident box. And, you know, probably, 20 seconds is done. And now you're cleared off. That's why you have that clearing for the, you know, on the unlimited version. And if you have trouble thinking, then also get it for the mental one, the mental body. The mental body and the emotional body are probably the two best friends to have emotional and mental unlimited versions on. So back to you. Looks like our time is... Time is kind of coming to a close, so on the 3rd we have our special call. I believe that's Sunday, right? I'm pretty sure it's on Sunday. And I think it's 1 or 1:30, and so that's specific time. So we'll be doing our special once a year, beginning of the year call, and you're going to enjoy it. So come on that call. So... It's $20. So back to you, Michelle. Anything you want to add before I do the mind to heart drop?
I just want to say real quick about what you were just talking about. The alien mind fog clearing also works really good so that you can think better.
Great, great.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop. Command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to move the energy, to move your thoughts down to your heart. So here we go. So commanding your spirit to do this. So dropping down. You feel those thoughts leaving. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Should become more peaceful right now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And do this whenever you feel that you're not in peace. You know, this is your easiest way to get into the present moment, to have stuff leave you. So thank you, everybody. And be careful tomorrow night. You may want to turn the TV off and not celebrate New Year so they don't abduct you. Remember, if you're abducted, you may not ever come back here again. So thank you, everyone. Blessings. See you later.